Good morning and welcome to the show and welcome to Patrick Street in Cork and welcome to the Cork Jazz Festival. And Harry Connolly of Harry and Friends, welcome to the show and thank you for that take on our intro song. So, Harry, you're a founding member of the Jazz Festival, I believe. How did you decide to have a jazz festival in Cork?
Well, it happened because the Metropole Hotel, Jim Mountjoy, who actually is the founder of the festival, Jim had a cancelled Bridge Congress, the great Omar Sharif of Lawrence of Arabia, as you might remember.
Yeah.
He was coming over as the special guest because he was a professional bridge player. I saw four people coming up. We used to play for about 10 years in the Metropole in the back bar every Monday night. So I saw these four people coming up the back stairs. Jim Mountjoy, Pierce Harvey, Brendan Swanton, who was the manager of the Douglas Credit Union. He was involved in the chess, and a lady who I can't remember. It's only 40-odd years ago, right?
Yeah.
Jim called me over, and he said, Harry, I have a problem for the jazz weekend. No, he didn't call it the jazz weekend at that time, for the October bank holiday. Michael O'Leary had made an additional day of the Monday as a bank holiday.
Yeah, this is Michael O'Leary, the minister.
So in essence, he said, Harry, can you do some music for me?
Yeah.
I said, I can, but that's an awful lot of gigs, you know. I said, why don't we think about maybe a mini jazz or something, a weekend of jazz. So they went off. They got, in fairness to Jim, good marketing head, and Pierce Harvey, they went off and they actually got a sponsor in John Player.
And Harry, were there jazz musicians in Cork? Like, was Cork, Cork a jazz place?
I reckon the influence of the liners coming into Cove was an influence, definitely. Also, we had a kind of a jazz society in the Long Valley. I remember playing when I was in Sharp Panster.
Yeah, really?
You know,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I played with Don Long and people like that, and also with a lot of musicians who are now long gone up to the jazz world, they're up in the cloud, you know, they're playing up there. But yeah, and then you had Ray Fitzgerald, who was the chairman for quite a few years. He was also a man that, developed the sort of the jazz circle in Cork. So it was kind of a small circle in a way, but it was really, we played a lot of jazz in the 60s. I mean,
And what kind of jazz would you play now? Would it be like kind of experimental jazz, or was it kind
Glenn Miller vibe,
jazz festival?
My view on music is entertainment.
Yeah.
You must entertain people, right? So I sing a good bit as well as play my instruments. I play saxophone, soprano, and alto sax, and flute as well. But I like to sing. And I noticed if you sing a song where you have words that have meaning,
people
respond to, you know?
Yeah.
So in that sense, we do play when we have the heavy hitters coming over. One Cork man there, Paul Dunley, is a fabulous trombone player. He's really top class. He gets over the world-class musicians. You have Ryan Quigley this weekend, probably the best jazz trumpet player in the world, literally, at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's from north of Ireland and England originally. But anyway, we play a bit of avant-garde with them in modern jazz. But
So you can do it if you want.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't
absolutely.
To do it. Yeah.
But it's about entertainment. People want to be entertained.
Yeah. And tell me, Harry, what is the magic of jazz?
Jazz is the expression of your soul. I mean, you know, you're allowed to improvise. In classical music, to some degree, you're trying to play exactly as written by the composer.
Yeah.
But to be fair, generally the only difference might be in the harmonic sound of the instrument, because the person that is playing it really has developed this unique way of getting more harmonics into the sound. So you know the difference between one, say, violin player and another and their style. But they usually stick rigidly to the composers. But in jazz is free.
Okay, so you meet the composer halfway, roughly.
Well, you usually play the lead sheet as written.
Yeah.
And then you go into what's known as the bridge. It's called a bridge.
Yeah.
When you go into the bridge, you're really expressing your own environment. You know, I mean, I'm influenced by Irish music, by classical music.
Okay.
So it comes out. You just can't stop it.
And you've played at all 42 jazz festivals in the years together, yeah?
Funny you should say that. I'm the only man standing that has played at every festival as a musician. And for the first 20 years, I was on the committee, obviously, when we formed it in 1978.
So have you got to meet and play with some of the big names down the years that came here?
It's just been amazing.
And
what really amazed me was we used to play in what was known as the Met Tavern. That was basically with the nightclub at the Jazz Weekend.
Yeah.
So you'd be playing away and you'd see this fellow sort of sauntering up next to you. You say, gee, that's Buddy Greco. And he'd say, do you mind if I sing?
Yeah,
up on stage. away we go. I remember Buddy Greco particularly because he did a great version of The Lady is a Tramp, which was Frank Sinatra's song. So we got a great kick out of that. But Buddy Tate, I had the pleasure of meeting Dizzy Gillespie. I met Ella Fitzgerald. I'll tell you a quick story about Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I do.
Ella Fitzgerald is coming off the plane, and I said, oh, no, this is not, you know, she came down like, I better not say it.
But she didn't look like she was going to leap up on stage and do a gig, is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Within 3 hours, we had a sandwich and a coffee with her down the Metropole with her band. And eventually, she came on stage like a rose. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She had this wonderful flowing dress, and she started a song, you know. It was just amazing, the transition. Why? Because she just loved singing, you know.
Yeah. And listen, for people who've never been here, can you explain what the unique atmosphere is around this weekend?
Well, I would say the tenets of the festival is obviously the music. The city is small enough for people to park up their car.
Yeah.
And basically walked all the venues. There's 72 venues this year, including the City Hall, the Opera House, restaurants, pubs. So there's 72 venues. The other thing as well is that the bank holiday Monday was a key as well, because let's face it, the people who are coming down from Dublin, we love the Dublin people.
Yeah,
they come down every year to the festival.
Yeah, and put on and all over their the country. Straw hats and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're
but we got rid of them then.
but they say something like, well, you know what? So we'll be driving back on Mondays, Grand. So we got that extra day. That was very important.
Yeah, Monday was the day.
So they're probably the three elements, you know?
Yeah, but I can see that for you, Harry, the key one is Monday when the Dublin people are all gone. And listen, I gather down the years that, like, it wasn't always as slick as it is now. Health and safety wouldn't have been, like, primary down the years. Did they put a piano up on top of Blarney Castle once?
Well, that was a Billy Crosby caper.
Yeah.
The Examiner, and his group, Marco Petrassi and people like that. But what happened was they got a Willie O'Brien crane.
Yeah.
Out to Blarney. How did they got it in there? I never know, because the bridges were terrible there. Got it in, brought the piano right up to the top, dropped it into the top, and they got a really good American stride piano player called Bob Darch. In fact, he used to play in, down below here, we're in Patrick Street here, he used to play in the, what's the pub there?
You know? The French, the
Château.
Le Château,
exactly.
Yeah.
He used to play
still
there.
Still there, I see, yeah.
Yeah, so he went up and he played on top of it. It was just unique, unique.
How many gigs have you today, Harry?
I have three today, which is a bit more than I normally would.
Okay.
And you're my fourth gig.
Okay. And listen, you want to mention Jenny Howe. You're playing with her.
Well, we're playing with really some hitters. Jenny is originally from Blarney Street. Jenny is a wonderful teacher of vocal. She has a master's in music in London, has been in London 20 years, and she's a regular in the Ronnie Scott Club, which is sort of the mecca of jazz in London. And she's guesting with me tonight in the Metropole and in the Shelburne. We're in the Shelburne at 7 o'clock, and we're in the Metropole at 11, which is where I've been every year since we started.
Harry, if I wish people could see you as well and the dapperness of you. You're the essence of jazz, and you're the essence of the Cork Jazz Festival.
Just one other man I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Cormac McCarthy. Perhaps one of the most... he's definitely one of the best composers of music. He's the best piano player I've ever played with.
Right.
He's the director of the CJS, that's the Cork Jazz Big Band. They're over in the School of Music at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock today. And I'm looking forward to playing with him because he's just wonderful.
Okay, right, you've plugged enough gigs now. So listen, just to show us now what a broad church jazz is, Harry, you're going to jazz up a Cork classic for us, aren't you?
You made me do it. I didn't want to.
I'll take that.
You made me do it.
Harry Connolly, thanks a million.
Thanks, Brendan.
Okay. Thank you.